Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nachot Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet at the top of the Amud, continuing with our investigation into the laws of Safrut. Amar Rav Zaira, Amar Rav Chanana, Amar Rav. We'll see that most of this Torah comes from Beit Midrasho Shel Rav. Kara Haba Vishnei Shitin. If there is a tear that goes through two lines, eat four, then you should stitch it. B'shalosh al eat four. Three, already shouldn't stitch it, you put it away. Amalei Rabba Zuti the Ravashi. This is the tradition we have from Rava. That's only if it's an old parchment. If there's three, you shouldn't stitch it. If it's new, you shouldn't stitch it. You don't mean really old or new. If it's had certain kind of processing happen on it that makes it blacken, then we call it old. But if not, then it's called new. All of this is only if you stitch it with gidin, then you can stitch it up with sinews. But if you use yarn low, then you're not allowed to stitch it in any case. What happens if the tear is in between columns or in between rows? So no text has been torn. Teku. And the answer is teku. Can you still stitch it even though it's larger? Or no, the answer is teku. Again, back to Rav. If you wrote a mezuzah, two words on a line, so you have a long, thin line, it's kasher. What if you wrote two, then three, then one? That's fine. That certainly looks like a shira, and it's okay. Meaning the way that a shira is written, like shirat hayam, that's what it looks like. That if you make the text look like a shira with spaces and bricks over spaces, as they call it, oh shira kemota, you wrote shira in a regular kind of writing, then psula. Here is sefer Torah. Let's talk about a sefer Torah. But a mezuzah could be written that way. So it goes back to Rabbi Yochanan. Mezuzah she'asa ashtam v'shalosh v'achat kshira uvad shalo yasana kikuba. As long as you don't make it like a triangle, Shalei Senek is enough, either triangle up or triangle down, but if it goes in and out, that's fine. Avchista, Al Ha'aretz, the words Al Ha'aretz, which is the last two words in the mezuzah, Kimiyah Shamayim Al Ha'aretz, B'shita Achronah, they should be on the last line. Ikadam Yisof Shita, some people think that you left justify them, they go out to the end of the line, Ikadam B'tchilat Shiri Shita, some people say it goes to the beginning of the line. Madnor Yisof Shita, why? Kigvoa Shamayim al Aretz, like the heavens are above the land, so now Shamayim, which will be at the left end of the line, will be on top of the word Aretz. The one who says at the beginning, Keichad Demrachka Shamayim Aretz. So just like the heavens are separated from the earth, so Shamayim is on one line at one end, and Aretz is on the other line on the other end, and of course, the references to the pasuk that Kimeh Shamayim al Aretz Leman Yibu Yimechem Yimechem, that your life should be long, like the heaven over the earth, and the idea is it will lengthen your days. Rachel b'chazina le Rav Huna karchla me'achad klapei Shema, that Rav Huna folded the mezuzah from the left to the right, from the word Echad over the word Shema. Ve'ose parshiot ha'stumot, and he made the two parshiot stumot, which means he wrote the first parsha Uvi Sharecha, left nine spaces, and started Vayayim Shemoav, and not ptuchot, which would mean starting on the next line. Shimon Elazar was a student of a mayor and reported his safrut customs. He said he would write the mezuzah on the duchsustus, which is the part of the parchment, which is the outer part of the parchment, and he'd write a kemindaf, like one long column, and he would have a space above and below, margin. And the parashot were ptuchot, which means Vayam Shema started on a new line. Amar Tilo, Shimon Elazar said, I told her mayor, Rebbe Matam, what's the reason? Amar Li, since in the Torah the two parashot are not next to each other, I want to write them as ptuchot. Because after all, Vayam Shema and Vayam is about five parakim after Vyahavta. Back to Rav Lachak, Shimon Elazar, we rule in that way. Now, my love of ptuchot, doesn't that mean we rule that way about parashot ptuchot? Lo, a revach. It means that we rule that way that there has to be a margin. Chama revach. How much is the margin on a mezuzah? Vayakov, Ramelav, Rav Shmuel, Vayakov, Kimlo, Atbar, the Sofri. The Sofrim had some sort of a wooden thing they would put down and keep the parchment down as they would write. So that width that's put down, that's how wide the margin has to, how high the margin has to be. How about Rav Yosef? You don't think that Rav said halacha b'shem Elazar was talking only about revach and not about p'tuchot? After all, I mean, why didn't you didn't need to investigate it to get to that solution? You should have known anyways. Rav, as we know, and we'll see in a moment, holds that whatever the local minig is, that's what we have to follow. Right? Where do we see that? And the world has the minig of writing stumot. The Amar Rabba Amar Rav Kana Marav. Here we go as the minhag. If Eliyahu would come and testify and say you could do chalitza with a regular shoe, shominlo. But if he says ein chotzin b'sandal, you can't use a sandal, ein shominlo. Why? Shekvar nagu am b'sandal. We have a minhag to do a sandal, and that can't be repudiated even by the best authority. Minhag means something. Yosef Rav Kana Marav. We have another tradition going back to Rav. Yavoi Eliyahu v'yamar ein chotzin minal shominlo. If he says you can't use the minal, which we don't do, then we agree. Ein chotzim esandal, ein shomim lo, shekvar nagu am esandal. If you read it, my binai, what's the difference between these two reports? Minal lachatchila, kibinai. The question is whether you can use a minal lachatchila at all. But the point is that Rav certainly holds that minhaga miltahi, and whatever the minhag carries the day. So if, since the custom of the people is to write parshot stumot, that must be the halacha. Av shma minal, Rav ach shma minal. So therefore, when Rav said, Halacha care of Shimon Elazar Shamar b'Shimon Meir, he must have been referring to the Revach, not to the Stumot, the Ptuchot. Yitzchak Amar, Mitzvah Lasotan Stumot, V'Avdina Ptuchot Shapir Dami. Ideally, you make them Stumot, but if you made them Parshot Ptuchot, it's okay. My Ptuchot to come from Shimon Elazar, when Shimon Elazar said that a Meir made a Ptuchot, he meant Aptuchot. It doesn't mean he was recording something that a Meir did once. He was telling us what Rameir's ruling was. Rameir's ruling was that you could make them ptuchot if you wanted to. Okay. Leva sayele, perhaps we have support for that from this. Kayotze bo sefer Torah shebalav tefillin shebalu enosin man mezuzah. If a sefer Torah or tefillin get worn out, but the parshut of mezuzah are still in good shape, you don't turn them into mezuzah. Lefisha in mor dimik tushah chamorah lekushah kalah. Because you can't lower their kedushah. And tefillin and sefer Torah are more kadosh than mezuzah. Now, the implication is ham moridino sin. If it weren't for that consideration of demoting and sanctity, we would make it. Amai, hachas tumot v'hachap tuchot. In the tefillin and sefer Torah, these parashot are parashot stumot. And you're suggesting that in mezuzah they're tuchot, and the fact that that's not a consideration proves that in mezuzah they're also stumot. No, dilmalashli, maybe all it meant was if you have to take a few words from the sefer Torah to complete something in mezuzah. That's what you can't do. Okay. Ham moridino sin? But again, the same challenge. If it weren't for the fact of demoting in sanctity, we would do it. Vatanya alachalamash v'sinayit tefillani alaklaf v'zuzah alduchsustus. Tefillin is on the klaf, which is on the inside part of the pelt, and v'zuzah is on the outside part of the pelt. Klaf makom basar, duchsustus makom seyar. That's how you know. The klaf is where the flesh is, and the duchsustus is where the hair is. The answer is the mitzvah. That's just the mitzvah that it should be that way, but theoretically you could switch them. I have a tanya shina pasul. The Brayta says if you did it differently, it's pasul. So it's not mishal chatchil or mitzvah. The answer is be tefillin. That's talking about tefillin. If you did tefillin on a duchsustus, then it would be pasul. A tanya shina bein bazel vein bazel pasul, which sounds like whether mezuzah or tefillin. Either way, you do it the opposite way, it's pasul. The answer is idi idi be tefillin. Bazel bazel is both talking about tefillin. V'had dechatvinu a klaf makom seyar. V'had dechatvinu a duchsustus makom masar. If you wrote it on the cloth, but on the wrong part of the cloth, or you wrote it on the duchsustus, even if it was around the right side of the duchsustus, then it would still be invalid. Right? Maybe you're right that tefillin and mezuzah are not interchangeable, but that's a machloket. The tanya shinam mezuzah pasul, acha machshir mishum rabbi achai rabbi chanina, v'la mishmei de rabbi akiva rabbi chanina. So some son of rabbi chanina said it's kosher. Right? So therefore we see that it's a machloket. Okay, so the statement that if it weren't for the fact of demoting sanctity, we would take tefillin and turn it mezuzah would be according to that opinion. Ha moridino sin. Now we go back to the other problem, which is the same implication. If it weren't for the demotion of sanctity, we would make the tefillin into mezuzah. Fabari sirtut. Mezuzah requires sirtut, which means scoring before you write, and tefillin doesn't. If it's not scored, it's pasul. Yomar chilki adidei amar sirtut shom mezuzah alachal moshem sinai. That the fact you have to score the mezuzah is alachal moshem sinai. The answer is that's also machloket tanaim. The tanya Rabbi Yehoshua Shem Rabbeinu tefillin. Rabbeinu here is likely Rabbi Yochanan. Tefillin of zuzot nichtavot shelo minichtav. You can write tefillin of zuzot without having an ur text to work from, a model text to work from. Ve'ein tzrichot sirtut, and they don't need to be scored. Ve'ochatat tefillin lo bayis sirtut, but zuzah bayis sirtut. So it's not true that neither of them needs sirtut. It is true that tefillin does it. They can both be written by heart without having a text to work from. By the time we read Grace, because we read them all the time, we know the words very well. Okay. Amar v'chelbo anachazita the Ravuna daviyati v'apurya the Sefer Torah ale. I saw Ravuna sitting on a bed, and there was a Sefer Torah on the bed. V'chaf l'chada ara, he took a pot that was on the ground or a jug and turned it upside down. V'anachale, put the Sefer Torah there. Sefer Torah v'hadayati v'mito. Then he sat on the bed. Because Savar Asur l'shem gave him mitash Sefer Torah munachala. He held that you cannot. It's asur to sit on a bed where a Sefer Torah is. You could sit on a bed with a Sefer Torah. If somebody tells you this story that Rabbi Elazar was sitting on a bed, remember there was a Sefer Torah, and he jumped off and sat on the ground. He jumped with such alacrity that it's as if he had been bitten by a snake. That was talked about a Sefer Torah that itself was on the ground and it was rolling evidently off from the bed, and so he jumped down, so he shouldn't be higher above it. But not necessarily that you're not allowed to sit on a bed where a Sefer Torah is. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.